This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
You started meetings.io first, right? And that was the first successful outcome. You sold that to a publicly listed company, Jive.
Yep. Yeah, and that was that was actually my second YC journey. My first one was called Embedsta, which never really got to see the light of day, but it was probably back then, and probably still is, one of the fastest growing YC companies ever. And what it did was, this is going back in 2008, 2009, 2010, when everyone was struggling just to make anything work and have any revenues and everything. We figured out a way to have monetized embedded videos like YouTube and Vimeo and everything. We figured out how to find the highest CPM paying ads for this dog in a skateboard video and match them up very quickly and load them up like a pre-roll. And all of this was done without having to like integrate to YouTube or anything. It's literally just one line of JavaScript on a web page, and then bang, you had like rich, high quality advertising in front of the video streams. And now, clearly, you know, that value prop, make money from my videos, was like a very, very clean value prop. And, you know, we were just immediately a rocket ship, because we had 50 Cent, the rapper, was our first customer, and he's like, I've got so many videos and I'm not making any money from it.
Wow.
And we're like, yeah, we got the solution for that. And it was just straight up. There was no hockey stick. It was just up. And as soon as we turned it on. But it was also too good to be true. So it was a very important lesson for YC companies that you have to own the stack. You know, we were basically dependent still on YouTube and others, and they can easily pull it away from us. And that's essentially what happened. And you know, that was the end of that story.
I literally, same thing as you. We were thinking of actually helping people also monetize videos, and we ended up building Bungle, and we decided we have to own the platform. We have to create an SDK and convince developers to put it in their app. But we did definitely see hockey stick growth, and it just never seemed to stop. And it was too good to be true in a way, but it took a lot of hard work to get there. But that's what happens when you hit product market fit, you know?
Totally. Yeah. And those are some really important lessons. I think a lot of other YC companies learned from that and saw, hey, you know, if you've got something special, make sure you've got that stack, make sure you're embedded in there as part of like the infrastructure so they can continue innovating and growing it out. And now we then sort of took the lessons we learned from videos, and we were using a lot of Skype to call up, you know, customers and partners and hiring people and the rest of it. And the problem with Skype back then is like, once you add someone to Skype, they're your friend for life. And even if it was just an interview or nothing, it's like, you now had like, you know, my mom's calling me on Skype, and now this, you know, person I just met is calling me on Skype. So it's like, always felt like the wrong tool. And WebEx was just way too complex and too clunky. Sure. So we just built ourselves a tool and really made it all about zero to hello in 3 seconds. Can you share our URL and just get face to face with minimal effort possible and do it all in the browser? And so we devised probably the first ever P2P distributed video conferencing all inside the browser without any software installs. And that was, you know, the innovation that we led into building Meetings.io. And you know, that was around the time when Zoom was just starting up. And Zoom took a lot of those similar ideas of like simplification and removing all the complexity. And I remember like when we joined Jive, I was like, well, Zoom, you know, this one's for you now. So like, do well.
Well, Zoom is now worth over $100 billion. Do you ever back and wonder, if you hadn't sold the company, do you think you could have been the market leader, or do you think it was the right decision to sell?
Well, I think at the time it was the right decision to sell. And for me, it was like that learning curve as well to know, you know, the reason why I was very interested in Jive is like they recently went public, and I wanted to see how does the company function in that world, and what can I learn from that, and how is the team of 600 people at that time function together. So for me, it was like the right thing to do to learn, because I've always seen it as stepping stones. But I do think that the problem we were solving and the value we were adding was very real. It just proved to me that it's a real problem, and I like finding real problems, and I think that's where, you know, it's just part of the path towards, you know, what I'm doing now. And I think whenever you're working on real problems, there's always, you know, opportunities there.
Thank you for listening. As always, this show is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. But did you know that full uncut episodes and bonus content are posted on our YouTube channel? If you want to learn practical business skills, discover trends and opportunities, and learn how to invest in real estate, head on over there now. Go to youtube.com and search for Zane Jaffer and it'll pop up. Subscribe now. See you on the next episode.